Chapter 2. The Targeting Process. In large-scale combat operations, targets in all domains are arrayed across the depth and breadth of the OE. These targets far exceed the number of resources available to acquire and create desired effects. It is paramount that higher headquarters provide adequate guidance and must anticipate requirements subordinates may have. Targeting is a top-down driven process with a substantial need for bottom-up refinement. This will be applicable in any circumstance requiring lead time or insertion into supporting planning or execution cycles. The importance of what targets to attack and with what available capabilities must be planned and prioritized. This chapter explains how the Army conducts targeting using the D3A methodology. General Targeting Methodology. The targeting process provides an effective method for matching friendly force capabilities against enemy targets in order to achieve the commander's desired effects to achieve the commander's objectives. There are two general ways to frame the D3A methodology. During planning and the MDMP, the staff uses the methodology as a process to assist in product development and visualization. The methodology is applied to analyze commander's guidance in order to determine the right targets at the right place at the right time. It is used through MDMP to make these decisions and apply the required assets to create desired effects. Further, the methodology is discussed through developing courses of action and wargaming them. It is also applied to assessment requirements and the analysis needed to facilitate future decisions. As an integrating process during execution, the second application enables the staff to apply the targeting products, HPTL, TSS, AGM, Intelligence Collection Synchronization Matrix, ICSM, and TSM to facilitate operations. The staff is continuously making decisions, adjusting detection methods or location, and revising delivery options based on changes to threat courses of action. D3A is a flexible, simple, repeatable four-function process and is not designed to be time-constrained or rigidly sequential. The delineation of targeting duties and responsibilities are necessary to prevent the duplication of effort and misuse of resources. Targeting team members at echelon must understand the ground scheme of maneuver to ensure synchronized coordination measures to facilitate attack of targets. Targeting is cyclic and must keep up with the constantly changing OE. The tools and products explained later in this chapter must be updated based on combat assessment. Decisions are rarely made without information from previous targeting cycle. Decide, detect, deliver, assess. D3A consists of four functions: deciding what, when, where, and how to employ capabilities against targets. Detecting targets. Delivering appropriate capabilities to create desired effects. Conducting the operation. Assessing the effects of engagement or engagements. Decide. The decide function begins the targeting cycle and is applied throughout the operations process: plan, prepare, execute, assess. Decisions made during planning will be evaluated and revisited during preparation and execution, ultimately leading to effective assessments. The targeting team must be conscious of the decisions made and adjust them during rehearsals, individual, and collective training. The end state is to ensure the proper capabilities are integrated and synchronized in the proper geographic locations at the right time to create desired effects. Following engagement, how and what assessment must be decided upon. The application of commander's guidance is implemented throughout the steps of MDMP and refined until mission completion. The outcome of success results in efficient employment of capabilities, favorable force ratios, and the accomplishment of all assigned tasks and objectives. The following are the consequences of failure. Enemy prevents friendly forces from achieving tasks and objectives, potentially leading to mission failure. The commander is presented with unachievable solutions. Capabilities are out of range. Resources are misused. Inaccurate weaponeering or firing solution. Mismanagement of ammunition. Employment of wrong capability. Force ratios are unfavorable. Failure to see the enemy. Lack of anticipation to support subordinates. subordinate echelons improperly resourced, task organization, information collection, delivery capabilities. With this information, the targeting team and appropriate staff officers can prepare their respective running estimates. From the standpoint of targeting, the fire support, intelligence, information capabilities, influence capabilities, and operations estimates are interrelated and closely coordinated among each cell. This function provides the overall focus and sets priorities and criteria for information collection and engagement planning. The decide function draws heavily on the staff's knowledge of the enemy to include their tactics, culture, and ideology, a detailed IPB, and continuous assessment of the situation. Targeting priorities must be addressed for each phase or critical event of an operation. The targeting team works in concert to draft targeting guidance and priorities for the commander. Once approved, the decisions made are reflected in the following foundational products: HPTL, TSS, AGM, ICSM, TSM. Note: for further information on these products, see Appendix D. Intelligence preparation of the battlefield. IPB helps the commander to selectively apply and maximize combat power at critical points in time and space. IPB helps the commander and staff visualize the operating environment, how the natural environment affects friendly units and likely enemy COAs. IPB is a continuous staff planning activity undertaken by the entire staff. Intelligence preparation of the battlefield is the systematic process of analyzing the mission variables of enemy, terrain, weather, and civil considerations in an area of interest to determine their effect on operations. ATP 2-01.3. Although the G2/S2 leads the IPB, various staff sections contribute to it. IPB sets the context for operational planning and targeting. The process is flexible and well-suited to account for lethal and non-lethal considerations across the physical, information, and human dimensions during operations IPB. Describes the totality of the OE that may impact friendly, threat, and neutral forces at that echelon. Accounts for all relevant domains and dimensions of the OE that may impact friendly and threat operations. Identifies possible defeat mechanisms and relative advantages that friendly forces might be able to create and exploit. Initial IPB, which occurs during mission analysis, is important as a means to focus the staff on various aspects of the OE specific to that unit, mission, time, and place, as well as a means to create products that are important to subsequent planning and targeting. As planning progresses beyond mission analysis, IPB products are refined to support planning and targeting. Some of the more important products include the Modified Combined Obstacles Overlay, Threat Models with generic HVTs, Situation Templates, Event Template, Event Matrix, and Draft HVT List. See Appendix B and ATP 2-01.3 for more information. High Payoff Target List. The High Payoff Target List is a prioritized list of high payoff targets by phase of the operation. The HPTL is a key element commander's guidance and communicates priority to the staff. Other considerations include the following: the sequence or order of appearance of the system, function, or capability being targeted, the ability to detect, identify, classify, and track the target. This decision must include sensor availability and processing timeline considerations. The degree of accuracy available from the acquisition system or systems, the ability to engage the target, the ability to create the desired effects based on attack guidance. Targets are prioritized according to the considerations above within specific time windows. The targeting working group recommends priorities for the targets according to its judgment and the advice of the targeting officer and the FAIO. Target list worksheets give a recommended priority and engagement sequence. If the target list worksheet, or wargaming, departs from the commander's guidance, it is noted on the proposed HPTL to inform the commander of the conflict. The target category of the HPT is shown, either by name or by number on the list. The category name and number are shown on the target list worksheet. The number of target priorities should not be excessive. Too many priorities will dilute the intelligence collection, acquisition, and engagement efforts. The approved list is shared with the targeting team and staff. It is used as a planning tool to determine attack guidance and to refine the collection plan. This list may also indicate the commander's operational need for BDA of a specific target and the time window for collecting and reporting it. Note: any format for prioritizing HPTs serves the purpose of a HPTL for linking targets with phases of battle. One way to organize the HPTL is to group all HPTs into target sets that reflect the capabilities and functions the commander has decided to engage. Target sets are identified and prioritized for each phase of the operation. Within the sets, individual targets are ordered by target value, sequence of appearance, importance, or other criteria that satisfy the commander's desired effects. Additionally, the HPTL may be broken down based on individual targets within a system. Rather than listing integrated fires commands or integrated air defense systems, a system's approach to analysis may highlight key components of those systems. Staffs must understand the criticality of the system or system components when constructing their HPTLs. In this way, the targeting working group reduces, modifies, and reprioritizes HVTs while ensuring that HPTs support the concept of operations. The commander's guidance may require changes, which should be annotated on the HPTL. The target name or number and description are placed on the list for specific HPTs in each category. Once the commander approves or amends the HPTL, it goes back to the targeting working group to help them develop the AGM and collection plan. See Appendix D for a sample HPTL. Target selection standards. TSS are criteria applied to enemy activity, acquisitions, and battlefield information, and used in deciding whether the activity is a target. TSS put nominations into two categories, targets and suspected targets. Targets meet accuracy and timeliness requirements for engagement. Suspected targets must be confirmed before any engagement. See Appendix D for a sample TSS worksheet. Units may develop their own worksheet format. TSS are based on the enemy activity under consideration and available weapon systems by using the following. Weapon system target location accuracy requirements, such as target location error, TLE, size of the enemy activity, point or area, status of the activity, moving or stationary, timeliness of the information. Different TSS may exist for a given enemy activity based on different weapon system. For example, an enemy artillery battery may have a 150-meter TLE requirement for attack by cannon artillery and a 1-kilometer requirement for attack aircraft. TSS are developed by the FSE in conjunction with the intelligence section. Intelligence analysis use TSS to quickly determine targets from battlefield information and pass the targets to the FSE. Weapon system managers such as FSEs, fire control elements, or fire direction centers use the TSS to identify targets for expeditious attack. Commands can develop standard TSS based on threat characteristics and doctrine matched with the standard available weapon systems. TSS worksheets are given to the intelligence officer by the FSE. The FAIO uses TSS to confirm or verify targets that are forwarded to an FSE. Intelligence analysts evaluate the source of the information as to its reliability and accuracy, confirm that the size and status of the activity meet the TSS, and then compare the time of acquisition with the dwell time. Accurate information from a reliable source must be verified before declaring it a target if the elapsed time exceeds dwell time. Note: dwell time is the length of time a target is doctrinally expected to remain in one location. Some situations require intelligence assets to confirm positive identification before approval to engage is given. HPT that meets all the criteria should be tracked until they are attacked in accordance with the AGM. Location of targets that do not meet TSS should be confirmed before they are attacked. See Appendix D for a sample TSM. Attack guidance. Knowing target vulnerabilities and analyzing the probable effect an engagement will have on enemy operations allows a staff to propose the most efficient available engagement option. Emphasis is placed on the desired effect and commander's guidance. During wargaming, decision points linked to events, areas of interest, or points on the battlefield are developed. The Attack Guidance Matrix is a targeting product approved by the commander, which addresses the how and when targets are engaged and the desired effects, FM3-09. The AGM is a compilation of engagement criteria in a format that can be easily understood. Attack guidance applies to both deliberate and dynamic targets and incorporates lethal and non-lethal engagement against both target types. One AGM may be produced for execution at any point in the operation, per targeting cycle, or by phase. Based on commander's guidance, the targeting working group recommends how each target should be engaged in terms of the desired effects and engagement options. Desired effects are translated into automation system default values to engage targets more effectively. The decision of what engagement means or system to use is made at the same time as the decision on when to acquire and engage the target. Coordination is required when deciding to engage with two or more means, such as electromagnetic attack, information capabilities, or attack aviation. Joint Munitions Effectiveness Manual Weaponeering Software, referred to as JWS, is the digital weaponeering tool used to assist in attack guidance decisions. The commander, with recommendations from the targeting working group, must approve the attack guidance. Attack guidance may address specific or general target descriptions and is provided to weapon systems managers via the AGM. This guidance should detail the following: a prioritized HPTL, when, how, and desired effects of engagement, any special instructions, BDA requirements. Attack guidance matrix. The AGM is a tool usually disseminated as a matrix. The AGM includes, as a minimum, phase or time period covered by the AGM, specific HPT, timing of engagement, how targets are engaged, desired effects, remarks to include restrictions. Information Collection Synchronization Matrix. The Information Collection Plan focuses the collection effort to answering PIRs and identifying HPTs. To support the detection of HPTs on the battlefield, the targeting cell provides indicators and specific information requirements, SIRs, to the collection management team for each HPT. The information collection matrix accounts for PIRs and other intelligence requirements. The collection management team accounts for targeting intelligence requirements, if developed, in a targeting addendum to the information collection matrix. If the collection management team does not develop a targeting addendum, the team must graphically account for TAIs and HPTs through other means. For example, the team could add both TAIs and HPTs as columns to the information collection matrix, or develop a supporting crosswalk of HPTs with supporting SIRs, NAIs, TAIs, and NAI, and collection assets. Targeting Synchronization Matrix. The TSM visually illustrates the HPTs and is designed to list specific targets with locations in each category. The matrix has entries to identify if a target is covered by a NAI, the specific detect, deliver, and assess assets for each target, and engagement guidance. Once completed, the TSM serves as a basis for updating the information collection plan and issuing a fragmentary order once the targeting working group and targeting board concludes their sessions. In addition, the TSM facilitates the distribution of results produced by the targeting working group and targeting board. The TSM ensures planned activities are coordinated and execution is feasible in time and space. Detect. Operations officers at all levels are responsible for directing the effort to detect HPTs identified in the decide function. To identify the specific who, what, when, and how for target acquisition, operations officers must work closely with the targeting team. The collection manager is a critical piece of this effort. The detect function is planned during the decide function and conducted during the execution of the op ord. The outcome of success achieves relative advantage in all dimensions: human, information, and physical. It provides for positional, information, capability, and decision advantage. Successful detection enables timely and accurate employment of capabilities. The following are outcomes and consequences of failure to detect. Enemy prevents friendly forces from achieving tasks and objectives, potentially leading to mission failure. PIR/information requirements remain unanswered and decision points are affected. The enemy retains critical capabilities to achieve mission success. HPTs are not affected and friendly objectives remain unaccomplished. May require rapid decision-making and synchronization process, RDSP. Increased risk to mission and risk to force. The effective and efficient delivery of capabilities is achieved through a comprehensive collection plan. Detect and track targets by the maximum use of all available capabilities to create an effective layered collection plan. A collection plan is a systematic scheme to optimize the employment of all available collection capabilities and associated processing, exploitation, and dissemination resources to satisfy specific information requirements. JP2O. The collection manager must focus the collection efforts on approved PIRs, targeting intelligence requirements, and other information requirements. The collection manager considers the availability and capability of all collection assets. The collection manager translates PIR and targeting intelligence requirements into indicators and specific information requirements. Dissemination of targeting information from collection will be through predetermined channels and in accordance with unit SOPs. Information collection. The accurate and timely detection of targets is dependent upon a comprehensive collection plan and facilitates effective and efficient employment of capabilities. The collection manager must focus the collection efforts on approved PIRs, targeting intelligence requirements, and other information requirements. The collection manager considers the availability and capability of all collection assets. The collection manager translates PIR and targeting intelligence requirements into indicators and specific information requirements. Dissemination of targeting information from collection will be through predetermined channels and in accordance with unit SOPs. HPTs must be detected in a timely and accurate manner and reported in sufficient detail to enable the commander, through various lethal and non-lethal capabilities, the ability to produce the desired effects. Clear and concise tasks must be given to the reconnaissance units, information collection elements, weapons locating radars, or any asset that can detect a given target within the information collection plan. Annex L. Information collection assets collect information and report back within operations and intelligence or targeting channels. Some collection assets provide actual targets, while other assets must have their information processed to produce valid targets. Processing, exploitation, and dissemination, PED, capabilities play an important role within targeting. The target priorities developed in the decide function are used to expedite the processing of targets. As the situation changes during operations, the current operations or staff, led by the collection management team, assesses collection and updates the collection management plan as needed to meet new requirements. For more information, see ATP 2-01. The information collection plan focuses the collection effort to answering PIRs and identifying HPTs. To support the detection of HPTs on the battlefield, the targeting cell provides indicators and SIRs to the collection management team for each HPT. The information collection matrix accounts for PIRs and other intelligence requirements. The collection management team accounts for targeting intelligence requirements, if developed, in a targeting addendum to the information collection matrix. If the collection management team does not develop a targeting addendum, the team must graphically account for TAIs and HPTs through other means. For example, the team could add both TAIs and HPTs as columns to the information collection matrix, or develop a supporting crosswalk of HPTs with supporting SIRs, NAIs, TAIs, an active NAI, and collection assets. The information collection matrix and information collection synchronization matrix are products used by the collection manager to ensure that collection tasks are tied to the scheme of maneuver in time and space, effectively linking reconnaissance and surveillance to maneuver and effects. The target priorities developed in the decide function are used to expedite the processing of targets. As a part of information collection, successfully acquiring and identifying HPTs, tracking HPTs, and conducting BDA are often critical to the success of the mission. This effort is collection asset, intelligence analysis, and support intensive. Depending on circumstances, this effort is often controlled out of the current operations cell in conjunction with the targeting team and intelligence section. In some situations, a unit may choose not to conduct BDA on an HPT, but then the unit assumes an operational risk because it will not know the effects of fire on and the status of the HPT. Actions within detect. The first portion of the detect function is positive identification. This is confirming the threat entity acquired in collection is in fact an HPT. Depending on the collection capability of this initial acquisition, it may require the queuing of another asset to confirm identification of the HPT. Mobile HPTs present an additional requirement within the detection function. Tracking is often required to maintain a current target location. Tracking priorities are based on the commander's concept of the operation and targeting guidance. Target tracking requires a specific level of timeliness, accuracy, and detail necessary to support the execution of fires. The HPT is tracked as it either moves to the TAI as planned or as subsequent planning occurs to develop a new TAI to engage the target. In accordance with the TSS, the FSE tells the collection manager the degree of accuracy required and dwell time for a target to be eligible for engagement. The collection manager must match accuracy requirements to the TLE of the collection systems. If the target type and its associated signatures, for example, electronic, visual, and thermal, are known, the most capable collection asset can be directed against the target. The asset is positioned according to estimates of when and where the enemy target will be located. When an HPT is detected, the information is quickly disseminated to the FAIO or designated targeting officer located in the intelligence cell for necessary action. These actions include validating if the target is an HPT and determining the target's priority and if the target complies with TSS. In those cases where identification of the HPT is too uncertain, the collection manager and current operations integration cell must queue other information collection assets to conduct further collection, and the FAIO or designated targeting officer must notify the intelligence cell and targeting team of the need for subsequent analysis. As the assets collect information, it is forwarded to the intelligence analysts of the ACE. The ACE uses the information in developing situational awareness, SA, and situational understanding and target refinement. Continuous updates to the collection plan and ICSM are required as targets are detected. Once an HPT is identified, it is passed from G2 to operations. Essential target information. Target recommendations are passed from the G2 to the FSE by a number of means, either digital or analog. It is important that the essential information be passed for proper analysis and engagement to take place. At a minimum, the target report, digital or analog, must include the following. Reporting agency. sensor type, report date time group, acquisition date time group, target description, posture, activity, size of the target, target location, TLE, dwell time. See Appendix D for a sample target report. Deliver. Deliver is the third function in the Army targeting methodology and occurs during the execution portion of the operations process. This function executes the target attack guidance and supports the commander's battle plan once the HPTs have been located and positively identified. The main objective is to create effects as planned in the decide phase and in accordance with the commander's guidance. Additional activities include the prosecution of targets that were not selected for action in sufficient time to be included in deliberate targeting, the selection of a capability or a combination of capabilities to meet the desired effect requires a synchronized time of engagement dependent on the tactical situation and the technical solution for the selected capability. The outcome of success allows friendly forces to achieve relative advantage in the human, physical, and information dimensions. Consequences of failure are as follows: tasks, objectives, and end states not met, resulting in mission failure, attrition of friendly forces and unfavorable force ratios, increase in human and material cost, loss of initiative, inability to shape/set conditions. Targeting products developed during the decide phase of the targeting process simplify and expedite delivery decisions during execution. A dedicated effort by the targeting team during planning enables predictability and assists the staff in executing the commander's guidance in support of the Decision Support Matrix, DSM. During the initial targeting product development, when more time is available, the staff may not have all necessary information. As operations progress, the staff will inherently gain additional information. This will force the transfer of considerations into execution under increased time constraints and potentially reduced asset availability. This ultimately causes the targeting team to react to operational changes. When deviating from planned guidance, AGM, TSS, the decision maker needs to weigh the operational risks of tactical patience balanced with the immediacy of directed action. Unplanned or unanticipated targets always have the potential to be identified during operations. Unforeseen variables in the operation can cause a change in commander's or attack guidance. Dynamic targets or targets of opportunity are processed the same as planned targets. Targets of opportunity are first evaluated to determine when or if they should be engaged. The decision to engage targets of opportunity follows the engagement guidance and is based on a number of factors, such as the criticality of target compared to other targets being processed for engagement, activity of the target, risk to friendly forces, dwell time. If the decision is made to engage immediately, the target is processed further. The availability and capabilities of assets to engage the target are assessed. If the target exceeds the capabilities or availability of the unit delivery asset, the target should be sent to a higher headquarters for immediate engagement. If the decision is to defer the engagement, then continue tracking, determine decision point or points for engagement, and modify collection tasking as appropriate. Engagement considerations. The engagement of targets must satisfy the targeting guidance developed in the decide phase and be integrated with the friendly scheme of maneuver. The plan for target engagement is typically developed via the targeting working group and presented for approval in the targeting board. Target engagement requires several decisions and actions. These considerations fall into two categories, tactical and technical. Tactical considerations: time of the engagement, desired effect, degree of damage, or both, capability to use for engagement, potential for collateral damage. Technical considerations: number, type, and duration of effect, munition/payload/action, unit/agency/organization to conduct the engagement. Tactical considerations. Tactical considerations include the time of engagement, desired effects, capabilities, and collateral damage. These considerations are described in the following paragraphs. Time of engagement. The time of engagement is determined according to the type of target, planned target, or target of opportunity. Time of engagement is a critical consideration when synchronizing multiple capabilities to create desired effects on the target. The targeting team must be conscious of each decision and the second and third order of effects created. Desired effects. The desired effects to be created from targeting efforts are critical elements of the commander targeting guidance. Desired effects should result in measurable and observable changes in the OE to enable assessment for follow-on actions. A complete list can be found in Appendix C. A trained observer or analyst is required to properly assess effects. It is important that each target has a primary and alternate observer. Each observer must understand the desired effects to include when and for how long they are required. Capabilities. The next consideration is the selection of the appropriate delivery mechanism. For planned targets, this decision is made during the decide function of the targeting process. A check must be made to ensure that the selected target engagement capability is still available and can conduct the engagement. If not, the targeting working group must determine the best delivery mechanism available to engage the target. Weaponeering is a key part of determining the appropriate method of engagement. Weaponeering is the process of determining the specific means required to create a desired effect on a given target. JP 3-60. Weaponeering also considers such things as enemy actions, the effects of actions and countermeasures, munition delivery errors and accuracy, damage mechanism and criteria, probability of kill, weapon reliability, and trajectory. The commander's intent and end state, desired effects, tasks, and guidance provide the basis for weaponeering assessment activities. Targeting personnel quantify the expected results of fires against prioritized targets to produce desired effects. Since time constraints may preclude calculations of potential effects against all targets, calculations should proceed in a prioritized fashion that mirrors the HPTL. The weaponeering process across all domains is achieved through multiple approaches. The use of the Joint Munition Effectiveness Manual weaponeering software, referred to as JWS, is the automated system for employment of lethal munitions. Information capabilities such as space, cyber, special technical operations, referred to as STO, and SEMA have structured procedures, access, placement, resources, and planning horizons to take into account during weaponeering analysis. Other information capabilities, such as information, public affairs officer, civil affairs, and psychological operations, assess employment and effectiveness. Collateral damage. Collateral damage estimation is a methodology that assists the commander in staying within the law of armed conflict and ROE. The law of armed conflict requires reasonable precautions to ensure only legitimate military objects are targeted, combatants to refrain from intentionally targeting civilian or non-combatant populations or facilities through lethal means, anticipated civilian or non-combatant injury or loss of life and damage to civilian or non-combatant property incidental to engagements must not be excessive in relation to the expected military advantage to be gained. Note, see the current version of CJCSI 3160.01D for more information on no strike and collateral damage. Failure to observe these obligations could result in disproportionate negative effects on civilians and non-combatants and be considered a law of war violation. Furthermore, United States leadership and the military could be subject to global criticism, which could adversely affect achievement of current and future military objectives and national goals. Finally, adversaries and enemies may call attention to any United States and ally missteps through propaganda to decrease legitimacy and undermine support for operations. During targeting, the staff has the responsibility to mitigate the unintended or incidental risk of damage or injury to the civilian populace and noncombatants, structures in the immediate area, targets that are on the NSL, RTL, livestock, the environment, civil air, and anything that could have a negative effect on military operations. This will assist the commander in weighing risk against military necessity and in assessing proportionality within the framework of the MDMP. The Targeting Working Group determines the delivery means subject to the maneuver commander's approval. All available engagement assets should be considered when delivering an information capability to create a non-lethal effect. The targeting team must account for unintended collateral effects. This is SOP dependent until a formal methodology is published. The availability and capabilities of each resource is considered using the following: desired effects on the target, degree of risk in the use of the asset against the target, impact on friendly operations. Technical considerations. Technical considerations include the number, type, and duration of the effect and the unit, agency, or organization to conduct the engagement. Technical considerations are discussed in the following paragraphs. Number, type, duration of effect. At the recommendation of the FISCORD and targeting team, the G3 directs the appropriate asset to engage the target once the tactical decisions have been made. This can be in an op ward or as the tactical situation dictates. The targeting team evaluates all available capabilities against approved targets to determine appropriate options available for engagement and develops the best possible solution under given circumstances. A careful analysis is necessary to employ all capabilities efficiently and effectively with the appropriate number, type, and required duration to create the desired effect. Unit/agency/organization to conduct the engagement. The systems or asset managers, tasked unit, or agency determine if their system or capability can create the desired effects. The targeting team is notified when a capability is unable to provide the desired effects. There are various reasons a capability may not be able to create the desired effects, which may include the following: system, asset, capability not available at the specified time, required munitions, asset, or authority not available, targets out of range. Assess. Assessment occurs at all levels and across the range of military operations. Staffs help the commander by monitoring the numerous aspects that can influence the outcome of operations and provide the commander timely information needed to make decisions. During the planning and preparation for operations, the targeting team must take all aspects of assessment into consideration. Assessments are difficult and time-consuming. They require dedicated personnel and resources and must be included in the collection plan and synchronized through the collection and targeting working group. The staff must prioritize the use of collection assets and consider the risk of tasking assets for assessment versus other requirements. For further information on assessment, see FM 5.0. The outcome of success is effective targeting, efficient use of resources, and lower risk to mission and force. The following are consequences of failure to assess: tasks, objectives, and end states not met, resulting in mission failure. PIR/information requirements remain unanswered, and decision points are affected. The enemy retains critical capabilities to achieve mission success. Inaccurate understanding of the operational situation. Inability to capture munitions effectiveness or make re-attack recommendations. Inability to measure effectiveness of target engagement. Combat assessment is the determination of the overall effectiveness of force employment during military operations, JP 3-60. Combat assessment is composed of three elements: BDA, munitions effectiveness assessment, re-attack recommendation. In combination, BDA and munitions effectiveness assessment inform the commander of effects against targets and target sets. Based on this information, the enemy's ability to make and sustain war and centers of gravity are continuously estimated. During the review of the effectiveness of operations, re-attack recommendations are proposed or executed. Battle damage assessment. BDA includes known or estimated enemy unit strengths, degraded, neutralized, or destroyed enemy weapon systems, and all known captured, wounded, or killed enemy personnel during the reporting period. BDA in targeting pertains to the results of lethal and non-lethal engagements on targets designated by the commander. Producing BDA is primarily an intelligence responsibility, but requires coordination with operational elements to be effective. BDA requirements may be translated into PIR. BDA accomplishes the following purposes. Commanders use BDA to get a series of timely and accurate snapshots of effects on the enemy. Assessment provides commanders an estimate of the enemy's combat effectiveness, capabilities, and intentions. This helps the staff determine when or if their targeting effort is accomplishing their objectives. As part of targeting, BDA helps to determine if a re-engagement is necessary. The information is used to allocate or redirect weapon systems to make the best use of available combat power. The need for BDA for specific HPTs is determined during the decide function. BDA requirements should be recorded on the AGM and the information collection plan. The commander's decision must be made with the understanding that an asset used for BDA may not be available for target development or target acquisition. BDA information is received and processed by the ACE, and the results of engagement are analyzed in terms of desired effects. The results are disseminated to the targeting working group. The targeting working group must keep the following BDA principles in mind. BDA must measure things that are important to commanders. BDA must be objective. The intelligence officer should verify BDA received from another echelon if time permits. Intelligence officers strive to identify and resolve discrepancies between the BDA results at different headquarters at all echelons. The degree of reliability and credibility of the assessment relies largely upon collection resources. The quantity and quality of collection assets influence whether the assessment is highly reliable, concrete, quantifiable, and precise, or has low reliability, best guess. The collection manager plans and coordinates organic and non-organic collection assets to obtain the most reliable information when conducting BDA for each HPT. BDA has three components. They are physical damage assessment, functional damage assessment, target system assessment. Physical damage assessment. Physical damage assessment estimates the quantitative extent of physical damage through munitions blast, fragmentation, and fire damage effects to a target. This assessment is based on observed or interpreted damage. Functional damage assessment. Functional damage assessment estimates the effect of engagement on the target to perform its intended mission compared to the mission objective established against the target. This assessment is inferred based on all source intelligence and includes an estimate of the time needed to replace the target function. A functional damage assessment is a temporary assessment compared to target system assessment used for specific missions. Target system assessment. Target system assessment is a broad assessment of the overall impact and effectiveness of all types of engagement against an entire target system capability, for example, enemy air defense artillery systems. It may also be applied against enemy unit combat effectiveness. A target system assessment may also look at subdivisions of the system compared to the commander's stated mission objectives. The target system assessment is a relatively permanent assessment compared to a functional damage assessment that will be used for more than one mission. BDA may take different forms besides the determination of the number of casualties or the amount of equipment destroyed. Other information of use to the targeting working group includes, but not limited to, the following: whether the targets are moving or hardening in response to the engagement. Changes in enemy behavior and techniques. Increased communication efforts as the result of jamming. Whether the damage resulting from an engagement is affecting the enemy's combat effectiveness as expected. BDA results may change plans and earlier decisions. The targeting working group must periodically update the targeting decisions and products made during the decide function. Munitions effectiveness assessment. The operations officer, in coordination with the FSE and targeting working group, conducts munitions effectiveness assessment concurrently and interactively with BDA as a function of combat assessment. Munitions effectiveness assessment is an assessment of the military force in terms of the weapon system and munitions effectiveness. Munitions effectiveness assessment is conducted using approved weaponeering software and provides the basis for recommendations to increase the effectiveness of methodology, tactics, weapon systems, munitions, weapon delivery parameters. The targeting working group may recommend modifying commander's guidance concerning unit basic load, required supply rate, controlled supply rate. Reattack recommendation. Failure to achieve BDA, or failure to create necessary effects as a result of BDA, requires a decision from the commander. The targeting team and current operations must assess operational risks associated with the HPT and provide options to mitigate the risks. Based on the BDA and munitions effectiveness assessment, the intelligence officer, in conjunction with the FISCORD or deputy FISCORD, and operations officer, consider the level to which objectives have been achieved and make recommendations to the commander. Reattack and other recommendations should address objectives relative to targets, target critical elements, target systems, enemy combat force strengths, friendly maneuver. Battle damage assessment and operational assessment. Commanders continuously assess the OE and the progress of operations and compare them to their initial vision and intent. Commanders adjust operations based on their assessment to ensure objectives are met and the military end state is achieved. Operational assessment is normally performed only at echelons above brigade. At the echelons above brigade, this is typically achieved through the assessments working group. The assessment working group is led by the plans or operations staff officers, with participation from the entire staff. The key output of the assessment working group is the consolidated assessment of effects created during the assessed targeting cycle and assessed progress toward operational objectives. An example assessment working group agenda can be found in Appendix E, Battle Rhythm Products. For more information on assessments working groups, see FM60 or ATP5-0.3. At brigade and battalion levels, commanders and their staffs normally execute tactical assessment. Tactical assessment is primarily concerned with the unit's success or failure to set conditions for the close fight, focused on assessing the unit's success in detecting their HPTs, the unit's success in attacking those HPTs as planned, lethally or non-lethally, the unit's success in producing the desired effects against HPTs, the enemy, or on the OE more broadly. The assessment process is continuous and directly tied to the commander's decisions throughout planning, preparation, and execution of operations. Staffs help the commander by monitoring the numerous aspects that can influence the outcome of operations and provide the commander timely information needed for decisions. The commander's critical information requirement is linked to the assessment process by the commander's need for timely information and recommendations to make decisions. Planning for the assessment process identifies key aspects of the operation that the commander is interested in closely monitoring and where the commander wants to make decisions. Methodology tools. Understanding the D3A methodology itself is quite simple, but the creative thinking and synchronization of resources required to be successful during operations takes repetition and experience. Tools are available to assist the targeting team with effective and efficient execution. A targeting checklist covering the D3A methodology can be found in Appendix A.